Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It is so exciting to watch our God, the creator of the universe, tell us things before they happen. You call prophecy. He says he won't even do things unless he tells his prophets first. Well, Bill Yant, we just shared this word and we saw it come to pass. I want to share it with you again. It'll encourage you, and then share with you what happened at CNN just yesterday. The prophetic word was given on June 22nd. It says a new carpenter is coming to town. And you're looking right here at the White House. There's a new carpenter in town. Major construction is coming to the White House. I heard this Jewish carpenter declare, the day of trying to force square pegs and round holes is over. I mean, it has been like that. It's literally been like things just didn't fit what's going on. And then the word goes on. He says, I'm carving out a new place for my so-called misfits to influence the government of this nation. Since my foolishness is wiser than man's wisdom, many will wonder what I'm up to in Washington, D.C. I'm digging up the foundation of the nation until it hits rock bottom. I will then hone it out of my rock of ages, and many will witness my explosive power like dynamite interrupting and shaking the hell out of the nation, which is the bad stuff, literally releasing a tsunami affecting the world, affecting the whole world worldwide with the fear. You think about it, when earthquakes happen and shakings happen, that's when tsunamis begin. And all of a sudden it says, the fuse has already been lit. Stay focused on me. Do not be addicted to the news of this world. Until now, they have blocked me out. The news has blocked me out. But the media will soon give way as I blow the hinges off the newsrooms. Think about that. That's Bill Yant gave that word. He made that word available to me. And look what just happened. CNN, I mean, this is big because false news has been going on for a long time. You know, and they just kept doing it and doing it and doing it. It looks like three reporters have allegedly been laid off because they wrote false news about Russia and people that wasn't true. But major things are taking place. As a matter of fact, take a look at what just happened.
The Clinton News Network, which is constantly competing with NBC News to be the most anti-Trump news outlet in the country, is under fire yet again. Once again, pushing fake news. Now, three employees supposedly resigned last night after the network had to retract a completely false story about a Trump ally, friend of mine, Anthony Scaramucci, claiming that he was being investigated for colluding with the Russians through dealings with a Russian investment fund. Now, President Trump rightly slammed CNN once again and the rest of the Destroy Trump media on Twitter today, writing, quote, fake news. CNN is looking at big management changes now that they got caught falsely pushing their phony Russia stories and ratings are way down. The president continued. So they caught fake news, CNN cold. But what about NBC, CBS, ABC? What about the failing New York Times and Washington Post? They're all fake news. Now, CNN is claiming that the only reason this hit piece article was published was because, quote, standard editorial processes were not followed. Now, CNN may want to review those so-called editorial processes that they have because they've been forced to now retract several other fake news stories, in other words, lies to the American people, in just the past month alone. For example, on June 16th, CNN, well, they had to delete a tweet and issue a correction for claiming that only Democrats were praying before the congressional baseball game. I was there. Not true. And just before, one day before that, CNN's senior White House correspondent, the very angry Jim Acosta, tweeted and then had to remove fake news about President Trump not visiting Congressman Steve Scalise in the hospital. Of course, that's not all. Earlier this month, before the former FBI director James Comey's congressional testimony, well, CNN had to again change a story that falsely stated that Comey would contradict President Trump's statements about not being under investigation by the FBI. Now, all that appears to just be the beginning of the network's problems, because today, James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, well, they came out with a new video that apparently shows a CNN producer admitting the network's massive anti-Trump agenda. Now, Fox News has not been able to independently verify the content of the video, but here are some of the key parts. Take a look.
Why is CNN constantly, like, Russia this, Russia that? This is ratings.
This is ratings?
Our ratings are incredible right now. My boss, a couple days yesterday, we were having a discussion about this dental shoot. He goes, he's like, I just want you to know what we're up against here. And he goes, just to give you some context, President Trump pulled out of the climate accords, and for a day and a half we covered the climate accords, and the CEO of CNN said in our internal meeting, he said, good job everybody covering the climate accords, but we're done with it, let's get back to Russia.
The CEO?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So even the climate accords, he was like, okay, a day or so, but we're moving back to Russia.
I think that there are a lot of like liberal CNN viewers who want to see Trump really get scrutinized, and I think if we would have behaved that way with President Obama and scrutinized everything that he was doing with as much scrutiny as we apply to Donald Trump, I think our viewers would have been turned off.
But honestly, you'd think the whole Russia, it's just like,
could be. I mean, it's mostly right now. Like, we don't have any big giant proof. But then they say, well, there's still an investigation going on. And you're like, yeah. I don't know. If you're finding something, you would, we'd know about it. The way these leaks happen, it leaked. If there was something really good, it would leak. And so I think the president is probably right to say, like, look, you are witch hunting me. Like, you have no smoking gun. You have no real proof.
Now, in response to this very damning video, CNN issued a short statement. It read in part, quote, CNN stands by our medical producer. Diversity of personal opinion is what makes CNN strong. We welcome it. We embrace it. Well, I'm actually glad this producer will not be losing his job simply for being honest and truthful. But here's what's so ridiculous about that statement. CNN didn't address, they didn't even bother to react to the network president, Jeff Zucker's comments about, quote, getting back to Russia and using the false Russia collusion conspiracy theory to drive up ratings for money. And by the way, the blame on all this should be at the feet of Jeff Zucker. And if anyone faces consequences here, it should be Zucker. As we have explained, Zucker is the person who is overseeing and steering CNN and the Destroy Trump fake news coverage over there. And here's the funny part. Take a look at this headline from earlier this month. Jeff Zucker's viewers trust CNN more than ever. Only someone like Zucker, who leads a fake news network that constantly pushes conspiracy theories and fake news, you know, it's bizarre he tried to make that claim. CNN has now gone overboard. They've jumped the shark. They're completely biased. And by the way, they are now one of the preeminent pushers of the fake news propaganda in the country today. They have an agenda, take down the president. Look at a recent Harvard study of all places. From January 20th until the end of April, 93%, a whopping 93% of CNN's coverage of President Trump was negative. Now, I said last night on Twitter that I think Zucker, he needs to face the consequences. He is a left-wing ideologue. He doesn't care about facts or truth or getting any stories right. He is a Trump-hating political operative who's pretending to be the president of an unbiased news network.
This is so important that we're beginning to see that prophetic word fulfilled that was given by Bill Yant and said that God's going to blow the hinges off the newsrooms and they're going to have to pay attention. But, you know, for 93% of this news was, according to that particular study, was negative against our president. And that there, you heard the particular producer say that there is no proof at all at this point. And that's just right this week. Which means every report they ever gave on regards to all those things with Russia colluding, all that kind of stuff, it wasn't true. But we have to understand that news media is not what it used to be. It's a business now. It's a corporation. There's people that own stock in these broadcast companies. And whoever owns the stock is demanding that they get more money and more dividends or a better retirement, that type of thing. So they got to increase the bottom line. It's not that it doesn't have the freedom that you would have if you were just a free news and supported by your advertisers aspect of it. And then, you know, you're looking at, they said this, even though it's not true, this particular Bonfield is saying, but it gives us great ratings, which means higher ratings, higher dollars, higher investment, more advertisers, and it's all about money. And Jesus said, you know, told us that you cannot serve money and God too. And you're looking at people that are running after money, they're going the opposite direction that God would want for this country.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.